Jazzy 88 WFSK. That is this week's Artist of the Week. And happy birthday. I heard it was your birthday. Is it your birthday? Chris, is it your birthday? That's what I had heard. And I was like, okay, well, he's going to have, we're going to make sure you have a happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much, Carrie. I took this interview and have it on my birthday. So you're special.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, definitely. And the facts that we haven't had a spotlight on you in a while has makes it even better. And let me let the audience know that this is WFSK's weekly feature, Artist of the Week. And this is our opportunity to put the spotlight down on a particular artist and let you get to know more about them, their latest release, what y'all been doing, and the whole nine yards. This week's Artist of the Week, he's back for the first time in some years. It is Chris Big Dog Davis. And Chris is, besides having a birthday today, Chris is a Grammy-nominated producer and pianist. And I'm just tickled to death to have his time today. So what did you do big this morning as the day has folded on?
Well, the Lord, as they say, the Lord woke me up this morning. He
failed it. Amen.
And for my 50th birthday, and he started me on my way. I'm in good hands right now.
Well, and that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah. You can wake up in the morning and start your day.
Yeah.
You're doing pretty good.
That's
yes,
true. That's true. That is absolutely true. That's absolutely true. And Chris, you're at a restaurant or out in the open air?
I'm at my favorite restaurant. I'm in Connecticut. I'm from Connecticut. I used to live in Wallingford, Connecticut. I moved about an hour away.
Uh-huh.
I live in Granby, Connecticut now. So for this interview and for my birthday, I drove an hour to Wallingford where I wanted to eat and do this interview with you on my birthday.
That is so special.
It's all love. That's what the song says. It's all love.
It truly is. And
yes, it is.
You are just for those that aren't familiar with this brother, he is so gifted and has done so much in this genre and in music, period, that for you to put us inside of your birthday day and your special, I feel good about that, okay?
Oh, yeah, you are. When the company told me that who you were, and that you want to do this, and I was like, oh, this is perfect. On my birthday?
Yes.
I was like, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're all excited, and thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, of course. Now, do you remember, it's been a long while ago that you were Artist of the Week. It was maybe about 7-8 years ago. You did a project, and I think you might have been the very first producer that had been in the spotlight, because there have literally been somewhere near 600 interviews on Artists of the Week that have been done, and most of them have been with musicians, but your hat has got so much in it and on it. Like, this man is a monster. I have to have him on. And I mean, you just touch so much, and so many people that you work with. It was important for our audience, the Smooth and Contemporary Jazz audience, Chris, to know more about you, and that, you know, your talent has helped to make some straight hits for a lot of people. So
thank you so much.
Oh yeah. Now, what is on the menu at your favorite restaurant?
Girl, let me tell you now, what Big Dog, because I've been coming here. Now listen, most of all the artists that I produce, Gerald Albright, Nasha, Will Downs, Phil Perry, they all been at this restaurant in Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
More than Pat.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Last week I had, what's my baby girl name? Allison Williams here.
Oh, man.
And she's working on Najee's new record.
Mm.
We're doing a collaboration, so I'm producing that song. So I bring all the artists there.
Mm.
Everybody know when you go with Big Dog, the first thing you're gonna do is break bread. You're gonna eat. We definitely wanna eat. You feel me? That's what love is.
Yeah.
So when I do that with artists, whatever they're going through that day. They can get to relax.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, that works well for them feeling, because, you know, you're feeding the soul and, you know, the stomach. I mean, that's how you hit a home run. So that's how you're making all those hits.
I'm trying to make the artist feel comfortable and make it easy as possible, you know, to write a song and to produce a song.
Yeah.
Can be very, it can have its ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you prepare prior before that,
mm-hmm.
you're aware. So that's what I'm saying. I like to study the artist, and I like the artist to feel comfortable
mm-hmm.
at all times. Yes.
So when you tell them, you know, they see the menu and everything, Chris, because, you know, I'm a foodie, so we can talk now.
Okay,
when they
see, right.
Oh, yes, my brother. Oh, yes, because, see, you speaking my stuff. if I find out something good to eat somewhere, as soon as it's clear, I'm coming. I'm going to come up, and I want to go to Connecticut to the place.
Come on. You coming now. Don't say that.
Okay.
I love putting stuff in the universe.
Yeah.
And make it happen.
There
so
it
you
is.
Just put that out in the universe, so we good.
Okay, well, I am like, because we can talk about food and music, and that everybody's happy on food and music. What is it that you like on the menu that makes you feel ready to produce some new songs and do the keys and all that? What is it that is special? Cornbread or special bread?
Yeah, I like soul food.
Uh-huh.
But here in Bonford, here into summer, so I like the lobster roll. That's what I order.
Mm-hmm.
I get two or three lobster rolls, honey, with some hand cut fries.
Mm.
It's over.
Yes, it is.
That's a new England in there. I'm an East Coast.
Yes, Lord, it's over. It's over for me too. It's just so. I declare. I'm like, brother, please.
I'll take care of you.
Yes, Lord, and that's the part. See, and you know, you just spoke my language right there. So knowing that that's the case, you speak my language in food and in music. I mean, you know, I'm having a happy birthday for you here in Nashville.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, Lord.
Can I say something?
Sure.
We need the radio personality. We need the DJ. We need y'all. Every time you let the company call me and say, "Hey, this one do anything," I'll be like, "I'm on."
Yeah.
No matter what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because we need y'all.
Yeah.
It's important. You know what I mean? It's important.
Yes.
So this is what will make the music go further.
Yeah.
Remember back in the old days? Oh, man.
Yeah.
They were just the DJs playing music, and you know the DJs. You know everybody.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
We don't have that nowadays. So
no, you don't.
To speak to you and to speak to live DJs and radio personalities is a wonderful thing for me.
Thank you.
I love it.
Well, and, you know, I deeply appreciate hearing that because, you know, a lot of people, as things have evolved over the years in the industry, a lot of people, when technology stepped in, they, you know, were talking about the demise of our business, and we were just going to go away. And I said, no, we're going to buckle down, and the devil's a lie on it, and you know, we about to go full throttle. So I wasn't gonna lay down because somebody somewhere said, you know, that doesn't work for me. So we kept our focus, which is the title of your new album, by the way.
There you go, baby girl. Yeah. There you go, baby girl. You need to say that again. You hit that right on the nail.
Well,
right there.
I'm just saying, it's a perfect title for the season we're in the year 2020. The title of the album is Focus. And so y'all know what that means. And hopefully you will focus on this project as well as on what you're doing in your life, etc. Now, I would say, Chris, taking the way that you have worked and the many, many years that you have worked in this business, you've seen the change. You probably knew it was coming or predicted it was going to come. Did things turn out like you thought, or is it? What do you think?
Well, not as I thought, but you know, with life, whatever you do in life, black, white, Chinese, whatever, you grab it by the horn and you live, right? That's what you gotta do. Yeah. And in 2020, you gotta live.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to do. Like I said, I just finished my second bout with cancer.
Mm.
That's what focus came from. Mm,
mm.
I had to focus. So that's my message right now. If you focus in life, whatever you're doing, whatever you are, whatever creed, whatever nationality, Democrat, Republican, black, okay, when you focus, you're going to be good.
Amen.
Well, you know what I mean? That's where I'm at. Yeah.
Well, you are, well, see, I could tell, I have them canine ears, I guess, because I be listening for specific things, and, you know, you hadn't been out on your own, you know, you've been behind the scenes touching so many people.
This is my debut record.
This one is?
This is my first one.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So, you know, when I had you on before, I think you were working on somebody, Kim Waters, or you were doing something.
I produced records, but this was the first time I stepped out on my own.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just really tickled to death to have you with us. The debut of somebody who's been in this business since the 80s. Okay, that is so crazy.
But I want to thank you so much for giving me this opportunity,
though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what counts, the opportunity.
Of course.
So I want to thank you for that.
Of course. Well, it's, you know, we are Nashville's Jazz Station. So, you know, it's important for us. At this historically black college, you know, we got to keep it real. That's first.
Yeah, you keep tell me the station again.
This is WFSK at Fisk University.
WFSK?
Yes.
Nashville.
Yeah, at Fisk University.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I have a DJ here named DJ Al Taylor from Connecticut. He's been a good friend of mine.
Okay.
That's why I said that. I wanted him to hear that who I was talking to.
Okay.
As I said, I love radio personality. Anybody that's been a record in these days and times, I love them.
That's
absolutely
true. That's true.
Yeah.
Because, you know, things have changed both externally for y'all, but internally in stations, it is just
exactly, it
ain't nothing like it used to be. So, folks, you know,
nothing.
And if you hear from a live person, then it's a good day.
That's why I'm saying I loved it. That's why I
want
to do it on my birthday.
Yes,
Lord. A real person.
Oh, yeah.
Put me on.
Well, you,
that's what love is right there.
There it is. And, you know, as I look at so much of what you have had your hand on, you know, everybody, your collections are just full of music that he has produced or played instruments on, or just, you know, piano, or just, I mean, it's just the you are almost the inventory.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, God gives us the talent, and I think everyone is handed something in life.
Yeah,
it's what you do with it. It's what you do with it. Right. God gives us. God, everybody got something.
Yeah.
Whatever He created is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
That's why I look at it.
Yeah.
It's what you do with it.
Well, I know.
Every human has it.
I know what you're doing with yours.
You got it.
I know exactly what you're doing with yours. And, you know, you have just blessed so many in the business who came from nowhere and, you know, shot straight up to the very tip top of, you know, the charts. And, you know, it's just been phenomenal. So those blessings are coming back for you. Everything that, you know, that is, and that's probably how you've been able to survive cancer, you know, twice, and, you know.
I had a strong will to survive.
Yeah.
Through cancer, and that's how this whole record came about. I called the record company, and now I have produced many records for them, but I've never been an artist, and Danny Weiss was like, okay, we're going to give them a chance.
Uh-huh.
Like, so here we go, right? It was good, you know. I mean, the business is tough.
Yeah.
Because I'm a producer. They like, so what are you going to sell?
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand. You know, I'm no Brian Culberson.
Mm-hmm.
Not playing wise. I'm just saying as a marketer.
Yeah.
And I'm more of an introvert. I don't come out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't get me outside. I'm a Steven Spielberg behind the scenes type of guy. And I like to make everyone else happy.
Yeah, yeah.
But at this point, I have to come forward. So it's okay.
Now, speaking of that, now that I'm thinking back, because the first time the spotlight was on you here at WFSK, you said, I said, Chris, in my mind, I have you visualized as a dude that works in his pajamas. And you said, that's right, I do.
When I work in my pajamas. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can I say, it's a beautiful sight. I work at Freedom.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
You, I need to, while I'm talking about everything else for the audience sake, tell the audience, Chris, who's on the Focus Project with you. I know I heard Mesa and others, but who's on it and who wrote the songs? And I know you produced, but who did it?
I wrote most of the songs. I would say 90%. I did a remake somewhat of What You're Gonna Do For Me by Chaka Khan,
mm-hmm.
featuring Gerald Albright. Mm. Because that's my man, Gerald Albright.
Oh, yes.
I call it, that's my man.
Yes, Lord.
Now, I don't go out performing with nobody else but Gerald Albright right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
We got Bluey. I never worked with Bluey, so that was incredible.
I bet.
Him and Mesa is the title track.
Mm-hmm.
Focus.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the incognito vibe on that for Focus.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got Rick Braun up there. We got my man who was like the Hollywood star, which is Dave Koz.
Mm-hmm.
That was called my wish list, because I never worked with him, and we did a couple songs, but to send Dave a song and ask him to play on was amazing, and he returned. You know what's okay? Everybody came bearing gifts.
That's true.
They all came bearing gifts, like it was Christmas.
Mm.
beautiful.
That's because of respect for you, man.
I'll take whatever they got. I'm just saying. But it was beautiful, man. Yeah. Everybody came there, and it won't even Christmas is gone.
Yeah.
And they all came bearing gifts.
So oh, wow.
That made me feel loved. And today, Sharon, yeah. All the emails, and I was telling everybody I got a big interview today, but I didn't tell them what it was, something like that. So this is a good day. Yeah. We having a good day?
Definitely. Well, this is Music City, so, you know. It was big. It's big.
Yes. We're going to make it big. We're going to make focus go big.
Yes, Lord.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to make it go big, yeah?
Now, Chris, I see some other familiar friends on here. You really pulled out the arsenal on this project. The Kim Waters, man, Lord.
You didn't give me a chance.
Oh, I'm sorry, my bad.
No, I'm sorry. Half of it. Then I go into a whole story about them. You know what I mean? You want to hear a Kim Waters story?
I got
a bunch of stories.
Yes.
The Kim Waters story was that I went down to D.C. He was living in D.C. They had a band called Spur of the Moment from D.C. Big band. Spur of the Moment plays behind everybody. And my good friend, named Bruce, musical director for a lot of the capital jazz, blue jazz, and also the concert. He said, come on, man, I want to put you down. I remember Kim Waters walking in, and we did the Avon song, I Can Read Your Mind. Mm. And I did like a live production. Mm-hmm. And Kim Waters said, who is that? He's like, that's Big Dog, man. He said, yo. So he put that, Read Your Mind, on his record. And he said that to Shaughnessy. And he told Shaughnessy, this is the next big thing coming. Mm. And from that day forth, I've been producing all the records, a lot of records for Shaughnessy, which is Kim Burrell, Mickey Howard, George Clinton. Mm-hmm. I can't name them all through Shaughnessy. That was through Kim Waters.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Waters did that.
Kim Waters, man.
Yep.
What a gentleman. Because, you know, you two at Shaughnessy, you know, you just breathe y'all's names, and they just like, yes. you know, for real.
I love Kim Waters. Like I said, you know the most important thing is, Sam?
What's that?
The opportunity. Everybody got talent.
Yeah.
But everybody ain't going to get the opportunity.
Truly. Truly.
That's the difference.
Truly.
The difference is to get the opportunity and to be ready and understand the opportunity. Some people go, I ain't doing that. No, I don't wait. No. You guys, if you get the opportunity, go on in and do it.
Yeah.
Whatever it turned out to be, go do it.
Well, that's why blessings are chasing you down right now. Because you've done that yourself. And I see my Chi-Town brother, Nick Corleone, is on this list, too.
Oh, Nick Corleone? My man.
Yes, what? Lord.
Nick Corleone? we were talking the other day. I think Nick, six to seven number ones that I have with Nick Corleone.
Wow.
We just went number one a couple weeks ago.
Man.
With Nick Corleone. That's an original.
Yeah.
So he's given me opportunity. I met him on a smooth jazz capital cruise. He said, I want to work with you, man. So, I mean, that's why I wrote the song. It's called Love.
Uh-huh.
It's a beautiful thing, man. I really, really love what the musicians and these days and time, because it's different.
Yeah,
but there's some still out there with these old mentality, the tradition of musicianship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's some still out there.
Definitely. Now, this young brother right here that is on your cut for features Ace Livingston and one of our outstanding vocalists here, Kim Fleming, brought him by their friends. brought him by the station. And he, you know, he's just such a talent and just really a nice guy. So how did you hook up with Ace?
How did I hook up with Ace? Livingston?
Yes.
Now, how is it's a question of how he hooked up with Big Dog. No, I did a couple songs for him, and I wanted that. The song is called You Are Love, and that song is becoming pretty big. I did a song, It's All Love.
Yes.
I think the next single, if y'all push You Are Love, that's going to be the next single. So what you got to do, Sharon, is go, ladies and gentlemen, this should be the next single, the Big Dog, You Are Love. And that's featuring Ace. I love that song.
Well, let me take you to the next. Let me take your mind to the next level. I have four, potentially five picks on here, because you know,
right,
we don't just do one and done. That's not how we roll. So we have in the inventory in there right now. We have the cut that you just named, and his name is on the call. When you look in your car and on the internet, you'll see featuring Ace Livingston. We have also your cut one, What You Gonna Do For Me. That's in the rotation. Number two, Focus.
Yeah, that's Gerald. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and I love Natural High, man. I just love that. So I got four or five that's riding that will ride in there until I change them out. So I'm already ahead of the curve, brother, okay?
Girl, come on now. You know what? We don't even need to talk no more.
All right, it's done.
And I'm going to let you just go ahead and do your thing.
Yeah, it's done and done. We got you, honey.
Yeah, go do your thing.
Yeah, we got you. And especially, Chris, all the folks that, you know, you have touched and blessed and who had enough sense to touch you and, you know, work with you. I'm telling the audience now, y'all got to check your jazz collections and you'll see this brother's name on everybody's stuff. And Chris, before we wrap, I wanted to ask you a couple things. When you were growing up, you were just real, real young when you started showing your talent. Were you about 7 or 8 years old?
Yeah, I was 4 years old.
Wow.
My mother and father was the Pentecostal church background. And they had went down to the church and they came back up. And my mom and them had a piano in their back porch. And she could tell my older brothers and sisters, don't let nobody come in there. So they heard a piano playing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was like some Little Richard, you know, the Boogie Woogie and Jerry Lee Lewis. It was like, I came up here and I heard somebody playing a Boogie Woogie. And then my older sibling said, nah, Mom, that was Chris. He said, you can't even cuss the fuck out of him. So they put me up there, and I started banging away, man. That's all I know. That's what they told me. That's the story they tell. I stopped banging away at 4 years old, and ever since then, from five, when I was at kindergarten at Bishop School, I was with, they had music teachers back then.
Uh-huh.
They don't have them now. They had a black music teacher, and what is her name? Back then. Huh. And that's the lady that started me at 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Because they used to bring that xylophone thing around, and you push.
Yeah.
And when they go by, you can make noise, you got to sit.
Yeah.
And I can play a song on that one. They're like, what?
Mm.
So Miss Baskerville took me in the church being black music teacher in Waterbury, Connecticut. Mm. So that's kind of how it all started.
Mm.
And like I said, my mother was a big foreground of that.
Yeah.
Because she was, my parents were musical and fun. And to today, my brother, we had a group called the Davis Family Kids.
Mm-hmm.
We used to sing. And my nephew, which is my youngest brother's son,
yeah,
he's incredible. He done been on Sunday Fest. He played Kevin Powell. I can't keep up with these kids, what's going on.
Yeah.
But he's an incredible drummer and becoming a producer. That's my nephew. My daughter's, I will be smart. Yeah.
Is your nephew?
That's why I call my daughter.
Are they last name Davis?
I'm sorry?
Are they last name Davis like you?
Yeah, every last one.
Okay. All right. So we can watch
every
for that.
Last one.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not married. I've been divorced for over 30 years. In the music industry, when they don't believe in you, gotta go. You got it. If you believe in yourself, that's what you gotta do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely.
I can do it.
But I give homage to the mothers of my kids. Well,
yeah.
They are a good family, and I'm very proud of my daughter.
Yeah.
Very proud.
How many kids you got, Chris?
I got 5 girls.
Wow. He was busy.
Did you see how I'm talking to you? Women? They'd be like, oh, you must got kids. I'm like, yeah, 5.
Yeah, you know how to have a conversation then. Yes, Lord.
Oh, now, man. Oh, man.
Now, here's the thing about this. See, if we were at the restaurant, what's the name of it again, Chris?
Wooden Path.
If we were there in Connecticut, now y'all know how long this lobster rolls and the conversation will be going on, don't you?
Right.
I'd be like, man, because you know you got so much to unpack that this is like
look, this. But yeah, we set this all up for you.
I know.
I would be here at 12:30.
I know.
Right? That's East Coast time.
I know.
Right? I waited an hour. And I knew you were going to call. Hey, you know what? He was on time. He called right at 1:30.
Yes.
That's what love is.
Yes, it
is. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
So it was meant to be.
Yes.
It was happening. Perfect.
Now, go
look up my point out there, DJ. He's even giving you thumbs up. He's going.
Oh, you know? Thank you. Yes.
Good kid. That's right.
Yes. All right. See, that's what's up, y'all. This, that's a blessing for this place, man. Yeah.
It's university, right?
Yes, Lord. We HBCU 1866, brother.
Yes. He just got that. Yeah.
It's real.
It's big. Yeah.
Now, Chris, I want.
I am so honored. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you think you're honored? I can't even begin to express. You, what are you gonna do for the rest of the day?
Well, my daughter, I love Wooden Path. Like I said, this wife to bring all my artists.
Yeah.
So. A month ago, my doctor called us. I was free of cancer. So this is why I love coming in. So after I finish this interview, we're going to chat. We got some future endeavors and stuff. And we're going to talk about that. And then I'm going to meet my family at 5 o'clock.
All right.
We're going to have a nice meal. And then I'm working on this project. Hey, it's so funny. I worked this morning on this Doug Jones project, saxophone. So we're going to send that to you. This joint is hot.
Okay.
The song is hot. I'm sorry, I produced it and wrote it.
Yeah.
But the saxophone player, Doug Jones, from up here.
Yes.
Nice. You're going to love this vibe. Because you know what it's like? I took almost like a sample from Biggie Smalls.
Yes.
I know you heard it on the radio. True. I know you seen it on the radio. True. True. He's going some good sax. He's going some sax and flute.
Oh,
that's
wow.
What I was working on before I came here. So I'm at, you know, it's a birthday. I'm excited about getting that music out.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's definitely going to step up his sound for sure. It's gonna do you're really talking about taking him to another level, and you know, as a artist relatively new on the scene, a couple of years on the scene, that's gonna send him to a place he probably hadn't been.
I love that. I love the underdog. The underdog.
Yeah.
When they go, well, we ain't feeling, we don't know, you ain't marketable. I'm like, give me those. I want those people. Yeah, give me those. Because I can make it happen. So you know what it's all about? It's all about song.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about how you look. What about the song?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Chris, before I wrap, for sure, I want you to tell the audience where they can, what's the best place of how to wish you happy birthday?
On my Facebook.
Okay.
Chris, you got Chris Davis, there's two of them. There's my regular name, Chris Davis, and then the other one is Chris Big Dog Davis.
Okay.
But if you go to Chris Davis, and I know it's tough because I've been getting too many, I was just telling my friends, it's overwhelming for me.
Yeah.
Because I've never been in this limelight, so it's just really touching.
Yeah.
I don't cry two times today.
Oh, man.
Over what someone said on the internet. They don't even know me.
Mm.
And then the ones that do know me, how special today was. So it's so nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's so nice to be loved, right?
Oh,
everybody wants to be loved.
Definitely. Definitely. Well,
yeah,
I'm happy.
So
I'm happy.
So good.
I'm happy
to be loved.
Well, you know, Chris, since you went through the cancer on the other side of it twice, you know, that's really, you know, I know it is good to feel that. And I'm just tickled to death. I'm just so excited. I'm going to be yakking for the rest of this afternoon talking about this interview with you.
And that's what we want you to do, Brother Al said, love. We want you to put this thing. And listen, whatever I need to do, to get down in Nashville, to play It's All Love. Listen, Big Dog got love.
Okay.
I'll tour with Nashville with Dave Cobb to play It's All Love.
Well,
at the radio station.
Come on now.
If they let us in.
No, wait a minute, hold on.
I'll play It's All Love.
Excuse me, Chris. Wait a minute, hold.
That's where I'm at with.
Okay, listen. Now listen, honey. I'm the management. You think you're going to have a problem getting in?
She said I'm the manager.
Yes. Right. Well, so I mean, you know,
I'm gonna fly down there, right? Pull the H card. I'm the manager.
I'll be standing outside waiting on you to get here.
Come on, man. You talking my language? Come on now, Jay. You know what I'm saying? Now you talking my language.
Yes, Lord.
I want to say thank you so much.
Oh, no, I want to thank you, man, for real.
That's a great way to start off my day.
Oh, yeah.
My kids,
yeah.
No, you can't come now. You're going to come at 4 o'clock when the interview's over.
Yeah.
Because I want you jumping all around. No! So it was all love.
Yeah, this was
thank
love.
You so much.
It was. And, Chris, you know, God bless and keep you. And long live the Focus Project, okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll let you get back to what you're doing. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Much love from Nashville. All right.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Oh, that was awesome, y'all. I feel like lobster rolls and everything. I feel it. Oh, they talk about food every week out here when we have the artist of the week. I'm like, y'all may be hungry today. That was such a total gas. I had got a message just prior to the interview that today was Chris's special day. And I was so happy to have that connect for him.